Hey guys. Yeah, letting tears come. Only I don't want to let them come right now because I'm sick with a with I don't know all kinds of stuff, and when I cry, it just makes it worse. So I'm trying to choose. Just by being here in the room, the highest vibration of which I'm capable right now. And I'm hoping that divine energy helps me out. I feel a little weak. And I haven't been able to eat so much, so I feel a little foggy headed on top of it. I haven't been able to do my homework for the last 2 or 3 days. I didn't show up for gentle healing last night. I've been sleeping a lot. My husband's sick as well, so. And then having to put Moses down yesterday on top of all that has been a lot. And then tomorrow we're supposed to leave at 6 in the morning for a wedding in Virginia for my husband's. And so I had so been looking forward to that, and it doesn't seem that way right now. But I'm going to give it a go and pick my head up and do the best I can. So, I've been reading from Experience Your Perfect Soul. Last week, I left off on the top of page 224. My eyes are kind of swollen right now, so you'll have to be patient with me. And my nose runs, so. Like I said, I've been foggy headed, and off it starts with this line. Beloved, give yourself to me that I may make myself clear to you. Now is the day of at-one-ment. Now is the day to live in this very hour, this very moment. A life of joy, of brightness, vitality, action brings peace illuminated. Oh, I forgot to say we're in chapter 7, Elise Morgan. This is the mystic Elise Morgan's sharing. Page 224. You come into your center of consciousness when you enter the inner shrine of life. Nothing is denied man. Peace, joy, fulfillment comes to the one who calls and calls to me and will not and will not be comforted with half measures. Years of self-indulgent unrest. Years of unacknowledged fear are as naught to you now. Love is life, your life. I will be observable to you. In truer love, in deeper stillness than you know. For love reveals its own to its own. I am shiningly seeable, knowable. Use the words, love is present. Love reigns now. The soul is glowingly, securely content. You will be led step by step. Do not let your lips proclaim animosity. Do not let your lips repeat one word of condemnation. Let love forth. Let it shine wherever it will. Freedom is yours. Awaken to the power and the glory of God, of love. I'm sorry. Awaken to the power and the glory of love. Same difference. God, love. Remain steadfast in truth at all times, all hours. Truth, truth, truth. And I'm going to add to that, you are the foundation of my life, O truth. That came from earlier in this section. Great reward awaits the one who opens truth's door of life. Keep very still, very steady, very silent in the depths of your soul. Great freeing love comes as a swift river of light illuminating the atmosphere, removing barriers from paths that have heretofore been blocked. To exercise control means no thoughtless words. Excuse me. No hasty decisions. No hurried self-condemnation. And I think Anne was speaking to that in her sharing, how quickly her mind went to condemning herself. Or at least judging herself for, what we could consider the silliest of things, but it happens. And so to be aware of that is helpful in returning to the true self. I am ever in you, ever with you, which guarantees, obviously, that we can return, no matter what kind of hurried self-condemnation or hasty decision or thoughtless words are going on. And I think Karen spoke of, and I could be wrong because, like I said, I did the meditation this morning. Today's really about the first day I've been able to even put my glasses on my face. I've had such pressure in my head, so. She was talking, I don't even know what I was going to say. I don't know. I'll just go on. From now on, stand on your own foundation. Stand in truth, in love, in joy. Love is in truth. Therefore, truth includes love. Let the Holy Shining One dawn free and clear. Let the whispered voice of love speak. Let the whispered voice of love speak. Rest in contemplative silence, absorbed in the one complete being. And I just have to say, I have been so far from that absorption that, nowhere near it. Be simple, utterly secure in your faith. And hear the voice speaking in the heart. Filled with love and joy, awake. Arise in love of me. Breathe content. Breathe joy. Breathe freedom. Breathe peace. Blessings of swift fulfillment descend as you are true. Blessings of swift fulfillment descend as you are true. Rejoice in your soul. Go straight for the ultimate and do not return to what has gone before. And I tried listening to some of Carrie's sharing this morning from A Course of Love, and that was one of the themes from the section, chapter 14 in the third treatise called Not Other Than Yourself. Go straight for the ultimate and do not return to what has gone before. So use no past learning as the light to guide me now, as the Course would say. Love serves in the midst of swirling currents of despair. Love breathed in the rain of adversity straightway brings relief. Love wipes away the old order. Walk close to the reality of humble nothingness. My light reveals the sanctuary within the heart. You shall waken to the truth of all and know that in quietude of mind, perturbation, like being perturbed, upset, I guess. I don't know what it means. I don't even know why I'm guessing that. I have no freaking clue what that means. Perturbation. If somebody wants to help me with that, I'd appreciate it. You shall awaken to the truth of all and know that in quietude of mind, perturbation of soul is caused by your own idea of guilt, of usurping something that is not your own. Yeah. And A Course in Miracles uses the word usurp. The state of being perturbed, yeah. That's what I figured, but I wasn't sure. So thanks, Karen. I appreciate it. So again, it's telling us that my own idea of guilt is what seems to somehow, falsely usurp what can never be taken over or exchanged or replaced. So again, you shall awaken to the truth of all and know that inquietude of mind. Perturbation of soul is caused by your own idea of guilt, of usurping something that is not your own. Through the water of oblivion, you shall pass into all knowing. You shall walk upon the soil of abundant peace. My light glows now. You are with me now. Hang on, guys, I'm gonna blow my nose. That was the end of that particular section, which was called, let's see, it was a long one, Come Unto Me. This next section is called The Water of Life. I am the living water. I am the river of life. When you feel disturbed, confused, begin to shine, begin to sing. There you go, Anne. Begin to sing. Call on the river of life and let the living water overflow your entire being. Give yourself space to dwell in silent joy. The river of life is living, breathing substance, living intelligence flowing in and through man's consciousness. Every thought should be in touch with source, one life, one flowing, freeing consciousness. Love and appreciate the soul's integrity. The soul would be approached in stillness, centered in light, serene through its entire sphere. And that was the end of that particular section called The Waters of Life, The Water of Life. The Fullness of Life is the title of this next section. Your soul asks for life, more life, less fatigue, less thought expended on other entities. Sorry. Greater freedom of heart and mind. Be gentle, filled with love. Still your mind, open to receive the Most High. Do not let a sense of inability dim your courage. It takes boldness of purpose to trust. Why do you constantly postpone your quiet hour with me? Good question. Why do you constantly postpone your quiet hour with me? Increase your quiet hours. Increase your desire to receive. With no heartache, no discouragement, enter upon a new path. Be willing to follow new lines, new words, new methods of approach. And I'm just going to say, okay. Turn to me is what this is called, this section. Beloved, let go and rest in the silence of eternal life. Hang on. Concentrate on me, on life, freedom, love without end, without measure. Remove all thought of world conditions. Lessen the sense of doing, doing. And I'll just say, I haven't been able to do anything for days now. I guess that's one way to stop doing, get sick. Refill your soul with the living substance, joy, truth, and interminable love. If you are truly willing to give yourself to me, your entire world will change. Abide in me now, in every act and thought and feeling, during the day or night. What you live and feel and dwell upon rests with you. The mind would judge according to appearances, not righteous judgment. See the soul clear and distinct, at one with the presence of life. Do not be deceived by misunderstanding the truth. The source of eternal love overflows man's soul. Trust the Eternal One, your Divine Self, the absolutely sincere, beloved, divine sincerity denotes freedom. I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Beloved, divine serenity denotes freedom. This next section is called Centered Prayer. Go into silent prayer and do not speak. Go into the depths of divine joy. Great understanding is flowing from the heart of victory. Stand still in the light and let life revolve around you. Thank you. Open the soul. The new is venturesome, brave, fearless. A clear vision, a free mind, is only gained through constant reiteration of the word you would absorb. You are not clothed in a dark earthly garb. You are resplendent, radiant as the sun, vitally alive, ready to overflow from the fount of grace. The heart is not an organ of mere flesh, muscle, nerve. The heart is waves of love light. The heart is waves of love light. Glow in beauty, in radiant, tender love. Sing, rejoice, be joyous throughout your domain. Hold no thought of self-depreciation. Be true, true to me through every fiber of your being. The consciousness must be still. A heart of trust is what this is called. Be still. I think I might have to sneeze. Hang on. No, never mind. Be still. Joyously turn to me and let the light blaze forth. Give yourself to the very source and substance of life itself. Go back. Back to your foundation. The source of truth, love, knowledge, and joy. And I know that one of Karen's meditations is an exercise in going back to our foundation before our earliest memory, whatever that might be, which is simply a reflection of what I am, but it's not the truth of what I am. Go back as far as you can and rest there, knowing that the foundation, the source of truth, love, knowledge, and joy, waits with open arms, with extended hand, with grace. The drawing power of the Spirit must awaken in you. The drawing power of the eternal spirit of oneness, oneness with truth. Dwell upon eternal oneness. Beloved, keep on and on and on with your work. No lessening of silence. No opportunity overlooked. Look unto me. Love me, and your life will be renewed, freed. So this is called true love. Love is the substance and essence of your entire being. Give yourself to the true self and know that you are one with me forever. True love performs miracles. True love loosens all fatigue, all sin. True love redeems the apparently unredeemable. Your work is of transcendent glory. Know yourself as love now. 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 In silent joy, you will find rest. Be renewed is the section. Take 1 hour of quiet. Ask yourself, am I in bondage to my little personal self? And I gotta say, just offhand, like my honest answer right now is for sure I feel in bondage to that sick little personal self. I haven't been able to keep my head straight. I mean, yeah. Come forth and look upon me with faith and confidence. Ask and you will receive. Stand and you will overcome your weakness. My strength is your strength. Call it forth. Okay, so right now I'm going to stop and call it forth. In silence. So if you could just take 20 seconds with me, calling forth our strength for everything that seems to be going on. Tenderly appreciate the Eternal One. Loosely let go. Loosely receive me. Be true, centered in me, filled with everlasting love. Unlove. That's what this is called. Unlove. Love that knows no pain. Love that feels only itself. renews you. Dwell on love until each act of your life is steeped in love divine, and nothing will be neglected, for the one avenue of approach is love. Take time to think as you breathe, as you rest. Am I in bondage to my personal thoughts, my personal desires? To be true, to be one-pointed, must be your aim and desire. You are forming your own future in me now. Let love surround you, joy enfold you. It rests with you to make truth first. It rests with you not to swerve. It rests with you not to swerve from your path, not to allow a human personality to obliterate. Let me start that again. It rests with you not to swerve from your path, not to allow a human personality to obliterate your aim or blur your vision, canceling a promise made in your soul to your own true self. Love is the word of all words for all time to dwell upon. Faith, wisdom, grace grow in the soil of love. Faith stands on the foundation of love. My freedom brings reality, not vague thoughts. Be shiningly content in me. There can be no unhappiness. Oh, sorry, guys. I hope I didn't blow your ears out. Jesus. There can be no unhappiness when truth reigns. Truth is freeing you. Go with truth. Look to truth. Truth frees the way. Heed nothing but truth. Truth is first, my loved one. Truth is freedom. Freedom is born in truth. Thus, freedom emanates as you are true to truth, to me. Guide yourself. Unify your desire so that I may lighten all burdens and loosen unnecessary tasks. Man must enter his inner shrine if he would gain truth, freedom, love. Allow yourself freedom, space, time to receive the overflowing spirit of regeneration. Amen to that. Hold no sense of insecurity. I am in you, with you. You are filled with overflowing life when apprehension leaves you forever. right now and forever that I am in you. I am you, the real you, the eternal you, and you are in me. The mantle of faith. Faith opens doors that have remained closed. Latent pride dissolves in the heart of faith. Do not hold to past mistakes. When you receive remittance, you are allowed to begin a fresh life, a life of joy. Joy, born in the mantle of faith, makes glad the heavy-hearted. Know now this day that when you call on one power, one life, one love, you are calling the all-pervading spirit into your conscious world. Time alone, time apart, is essential if you would receive me. Look unto me, the light of your soul, and be free. Do not look to the right or left. Go directly to your goal. That, you know, brought to mind Seal, the singer Seal. He has a song that says, if you're moving to your left, don't forget I'm on your right. And this is saying, don't look to the right or left. Go directly to your goal. Your mind must be clear, crystal clear. Your heart steadfast, serene, unruffled. Be faith-filled day and night. Sleep and rest content, knowing I am ever with you, ever in you, day and night. There is no separateness, no apartness in me. The pathway is free, joyous. Be joyous at every new turn and see the indwelling light coming forth. Awaken this day to your living, breathing self. Know that the divine is all-powerful and it rests with man to gain his own eternal self. Obey your inner call. Watch truth, not evil. Watch love, not condemnation. Watch the divine self, not the earthborn, fear-filled, incomplete expression. Work in stillness. Lessening thoughts, lessening speech, brings an awareness of life, reality. The way is open when you are still. Increasing love, increasing joy, deepens the sense of divine security. Beloved, living in me will relieve you from all sense of strain. You are too sudden, too emotional. Dwell on steadfastness of purpose and repeat. I will remain still, centered in love, honest in my love, with no fear. Live humbly and receive the power. Be very quiet. Quiet throughout your soul. Power brings quietness, understanding. Let not disturb your mind. Be still and feel the words singing in your soul. I am lighthearted. I am happy. I am free. You know, as I say these words, I feel like a liar because I don't feel lighthearted right now. I don't really feel happy right now. And I certainly don't feel free, so. But I'm saying these words anyway. After the song has started, it will return and return. Lightheartedness denotes faith. Receive my joy. Look unto me. You are still half uncertain. No doubt. Come unto me fully alive, fully joyous. Be gentle, true to the immortal one in man. Dwell in shining content. Truth speaks to truth in the silence. Speaks if you are willing. Speaks without words. The Holy One in you is all sufficient. Govern your first impulse to move. Wait a second until you know why you would move, why you would speak. Wait before speaking. Wait until your soul addresses you. Wait until you are ready to answer in gentleness and love. Wait, be still, and let the soul absorb timeless truth and love and wisdom. dwell on one being, the divine self, the eternal one, see one being, feel one being. Remember, a silent prayer, a word of light, floods man's entire being. Holy stillness brings the divine comforter to man. Many troubles come from a restless heart, a discontented mind. Beloved, sit in the stillness. I don't know how many times we have to be told that, or how many times I have to be told that. Many, 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 many. Beloved, sit in the stillness when overcome by many thoughts. Wait on me and let the message clear itself. Stand by what you would receive. Imbibe the reality of truth. When the thinking, planning self is willing to wait on me, I lead you in the light of understanding. That was the end of that section. And this next piece called The Heart of Understanding. I'm not commenting very much, guys. I'm not really feeling to do so. I just feel to be quiet and read the words of wisdom that are being shared, trusting that this is what's to be. So this is called The Heart of Understanding. And it's literally like a couple of sentences. Come unto me and rest in complete joy. Let there be no evasions, no roundabout pathway. The simple, honest way leads directly to the heart of understanding. Yeah. Let there be no evasions, no roundabout pathway. The simple, honest way leads directly to the heart of understanding. And the simple, honest way is to rest. Come unto me. So this next piece is called Righteousness. Righteousness. Beloved, give yourself to me. Do not hesitate. Do not procrastinate. Your work has come. There is nothing to fear when you face me. Claim your divine inheritance. Claim your eternal mind. Claim your soul freedom. Claim me. In me lies your strength, your work, your very life. Face truth and live in divine content. This day, face truth, and the sun of righteousness will shine in you. Open every door. Go forth in joy. Return in gratitude. Seek me. Embrace my love everywhere. Seek stillness, sweeping stillness. Under no circumstances, return to unnecessary tasks, Kathy. Be free, wise, knowing all, giving all to me. Dwell in me, in my love, in my wisdom, in my peace, and you will know me as your spirit, as your breath of life. Love me in yourself, one with you, not as a name or a figurehead. I am you. This is called Holy Communion, and I see I've just got a couple of minutes, a couple of minutes left. My love is yours. Be willing to receive me now where you stand. Breathe love divine, gratitude, overwhelming joy. Hold no feeling of sorrow, of unconscious trouble in your heart. Beware of streams that are blocked by insistent denial, unwillingness to change your response. Love me with a quiet mind. I reveal myself in you, and still you doubt me. I bless you with all surrounding kindness, and still you look upon your problems as too difficult to solve. Who frees the harassed soul? Surely not flesh and blood alone. Matter is a vanishing cloud of nothingness without me. The words you dwell upon are embodied in your life. There is a definite way of meditating without striving or straining to receive, while giving yourself in love and joy and faith. Be still, be true, open to receive. The mind of light is clearing the inlets of self-deception. Shine, glow in the presence of the Immortal One. Love ever lives in you. Believe, receive. And I'm going to end there. I appreciate you guys joining with me today. I made it through, and I'm going to give up the mic.